We return now to the Jimmy Z Hibachi Hotline, where we check in with Ashley Smith, the voice of the Conway Tigers. Ashley, a nice win on paper, but let's start with the news that everyone wants to know. What can you tell us about Brian Edwards?
I don't have an update yet. He went down early in the fourth quarter, so I don't have an update, and I don't want to speculate on it because
sure.
You know, you don't know exactly what's going on. But you know, when he went down, you could tell there was a collective sigh from the Conway Tiger crowd.
Non-contact knee injury. Can you confirm that?
That's what it looked like. It appeared to be that. That's what they're saying. And he went down, and he was down for a little bit. He did not walk on his own power. Like I say, I don't want to speculate.
Right. None of us have MRI machines in our eyeballs, but I just, you know, I always want to hear from somebody that was actually there seeing it. I was reading out Alan Blondin's of the Sun News' tweets earlier today, but, you know, having a second pair of eyes on the same thing, thinking the same thing, does shine some light on it. Before he did go down, he had a 62-yard punt return for a touchdown. What was his impact on the game before he went down?
Well, he was used a lot as a decoy. A lot of the other receivers stepped up, and you talk about that punt return. It was turned on by Jermaine Martin, absolutely crushed a South Florence player to spring him, and you'll see that hit on the late show tonight because it was an absolute, I mean, blasted him. And again, Brian does so many things. He actually pulled the kids together, the guys together when he was down, you know, kind of getting a little pep talk. And you know, we're talking up in the booth. Somebody has to step up. And the person who stepped up was Dan Stanley. Dan Stanley scored 14 points on his own in the fourth quarter. So it was getting a little dicey there. It was 35-29 with 9:55 to go in the fourth. And West or South Florence had the momentum, but they had their quarterback went down early in the first quarter, and they were running the Wildcat or the Wild Bruin, whatever they want to call it, and they were very effective doing that.
Now, Ashley, obviously, Brandon has a tremendous impact on the offense. At times, it's hard to get him the football because of all of the attention he demands. Mm-hmm. What was your perception of the way the offense played in the few series without him to close out the game?
Well, it was 2-3 and outs real fast. And you just kind of had the feeling. You know, last week I said, or 2 weeks ago, we were playing West Florence, that we were down 14 and up, and you had the feeling you'd come back. Well, then you're thinking, oh, my goodness, because South Florence had all the momentum. And then all of a sudden, we busted through. Darren Stanley called a 4-yard touchdown pass to make it 43-29. And then they put him back at defensive back. And he has a pick six and goes 65 yards to kind of put the game away. But again, Brian brings so much to the table. What they did, they were doubling Brian. When Brian went out, they weren't doubling and they were sending an extra defender. And they were putting a lot of pressure on Peyton Derrick, who had another big game. Had four touchdowns. So he did throw an interception and threw for 263 yards. So, you know, it was kind of a double-edged sword, but you know, the Tigers have to get healthy and regroup because this is over. We're 3-0 in the region, and you got a big game next Friday at Sumter.
I think Brian is a tremendous athlete and deserves all of the recognition that he gets, but we're talking about a quarterback that has 30 touchdowns and 3 interceptions on the entire season.
Yeah.
I mean, expand a little bit on Peyton Derrick and what he's been able to bring to the field this year.
Well, what a lot of people don't realize, he has a lot of zone reads, too, where he you know, either hands off to Jermaine Martin or you know, takes off and runs or throws the pass. So he has a lot of things that he has to do in order for the offense to work. And he is one of those guys that's a film rat. He studies his film and he knows his opponent, but you know, he's just so, you know, he's cool as a cucumber, I want to say. He's out there throwing to his receivers, and it's not just one receiver. Yeah, it's Brian Edwards, but you got Darren Stanley, Malachi Miller. You got guys that are making an impact. Juwan Moody came back tonight, caught a touchdown pass, and you know, he's almost like Chris Carter. All he does is catch touchdown passes. He's got 6 touchdowns already this year, only 7 receptions. So, you know, we got a lot of athletes that are going to have to step up, and I know Sumter's probably licking their chops, but you got a week of practice, and hopefully that thing is healed. If not, you know, it's next man up. You don't want to say that because Brian's such a valuable asset to our team and been with us for 4 years. But it's going to be an interesting week of practice, to say the least.
Oh, certainly. Ashley Smith, voice of the Conway Tigers, joining us right now on the Jimmy Z Hibachi Hotline. Ashley, as always, we appreciate the insight, and we will keep Brian Edwards in our thoughts, and hopefully we'll be reading good news at some point soon.
All right, thank you. Have a great weekend.
I appreciate it. You as well. We continue now in the Jimmy Z Hibachi Hotline with Waccamaw head coach Tyron Davis. His boys eked out a hard-fought win at home against Marion, 20-14 with a late Kelton Grant touchdown. Coach, congratulations, and let's start there. Paint the picture for us. How did your boys get in the end zone on that play late in the fourth quarter?
Well, we actually got the ball back. It was late in the fourth, and we felt like we could run the ball, and so we really challenged our kids' offensive line that last series. We were going to take it to the very end of the game if we had to, because we didn't want to give Marion another opportunity. They had some long plays throughout the game, and so we didn't want to give them another opportunity to get the ball back. But Kelton Grant scored on a two yard run there at the end, and put us up with about 50 seconds to go in the game. Looking at the stat sheet right now that was just handed to me a few minutes ago, Kevin Gaskew tonight had 28 carries for 152 yards and one touchdown. And Kelton Grant had 16 carries for 114 yards and two touchdowns. So, I mean, that's kind of what we expected going into the season, that we could get the ball, if we could get the ball in their hand and make some things happen, we could possibly win some games.
Absolutely. And one of the things, Coach Davis, that I saw on the Twitter feed for the Sun News reporter, Max McKinnon, that was out there covering your game, is he mentioned the blocking ability that Gaskew had on carries that Grant was taken to the end zone. What value does he have besides carrying the football for you?
Well, and both of them, they really block for each other. They challenge each other in practice every day, and we tell them all the time that, if you're going to carry the ball, then you also got to block, and you got to block for your teammates. And so we try to distribute the ball. Our offense is centered around either going to the outside with Kelton, or, we try to hit it up the middle with Kevin, and they do a good job of blocking for each other. Again, I think our offensive line did a heck of a job tonight. They really opened up some holes for us and allowed those backs to really, really make some plays. So our hats off to them as well. I congratulated all the kids because we've been in a slump since the flood in this area. Last week we played two games. I don't feel as though we were ready to play either game. I thought we were rushed. We had one day to prepare for Morris, and then we come back and we got 2 days to prepare for Ainer. And I put a lot on the kids last week, and they responded well tonight.
Now, Coach, we've covered your power running game. Your offensive line did a nice job tonight, but you did hold Marion to 14 points. How did the other side of the ball work out?
Defensively played lights out. We had a goal line stance the first half where they were down on the 3-yard line, and we held them out. And all week we challenged our kids to really play at the highest level they could play, and they stepped up. We made some mistakes. We missed some tackles. I don't know exactly. I don't have the stats for their kid, but I'm pretty sure he had probably 100, 150 yards rushing. He had one run for about 80 yards, 85, 90 yards that he scored on before the half that, and I told the kids at halftime that he's a good athlete, and, we just can't let him get out anymore. In the second half, I think they might have gotten a little tired, and we were able to just sustain some blocks and make some things happen both on the offense and defensively. We really got after it and really tried to pile him up at the line of scrimmage.
He is Waccamaw head coach Tyron Davis. His boys win tonight at home against Marion at 20-14. They improve to 3-5 on the season. Coach Davis, appreciate you joining us tonight and enjoy this one, all right?
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All righty.
Okay.